Well, you know, you asked for oldies this month, and I finally gave it to you a little bit.
I can't remember anymore.
Yeah, come on, man. Doesn't get better than that. We are live from Dallas, Texas, everyone, where it's about 81 or 82 degrees, although the, you know, the rain's here and there. Just, I can't get over this.
Coming
but,
in.
Yeah, I'm not used to it coming from California. Anyhow, we got a great segment coming your way here on this wonderful weekend of the NFL draft, and we've got a lot to cover. But before we do that, we're going to bring on no stranger now to the show, Dean Heskin of Swiss America, their CEO. How are you doing, sir?
Doing very well, thank you. How are you?
We're good. We're good. Can't complain. You know, I looked it up today, and I want to bring it up, bring everyone up to speed, and I'm going to ask you to kind of just reintroduce Swiss America to all of our listeners around the country. But I was looking, and it, and correct me if I'm wrong, but gold is up this month from last month, what, like almost 5%, 4% or so?
Yeah, it's, well, I mean, shoot, for the year, it's started off the year at roughly 2,000 an ounce, and today it's at 2,328.
Wow.
So it's been moving.
You know,
it's been moving.
I have so many questions I want to ask you about it, because it's just what a great way to diversify all of your investments. But bring everyone up to speed on Swiss America's history. Just, you know, what they can learn more about.
Well, as a company, we've been around for 42 years now.
Wow.
Personally, I've been with the firm for 32 years in June. I bought the firm from the old owner about 3 years ago. Maybe I think this year will be four. So we've been around. We've been around for a bit. And as our the name, in fact, that's a question people often ask: is why are you called Swiss America? Are you from Switzerland? we actually are based out of Phoenix, Arizona. However, when our firm was first started, gold and silver were made illegal in the year 1933. And from 33 until the 70s, there was kind of a blackout period where you couldn't own gold. When they made it legal once again, the problem was is that there really was no gold to purchase. There was no physical gold around. So a lot of the product or the coins that we deal in, we actually had an office location in Zurich, Switzerland. Mm. And the reason for that is that European central banks held tonnage of U.S. $20 gold pieces, $10 gold pieces, etc., in their vaults. And they would have auctions where they would auction off those gold coins that they had been sitting on. So we would bid on those coins and bring them back into to the U.S. here. And so that's where our name came from, Swiss America. It wasn't something that we just thought was, you know, kind of Euro and catchy. It was actually due to the fact that we had two locations. And the significance of that, AJ, is that, you know, this is something that makes us different than a lot of companies out there. There are a lot of companies who, in the course of the last, well, the three decades I've been doing this, that have kind of been, you know, birthed out of nowhere. And not to say that's a bad thing, but we have been involved in this market, in this industry, literally from the onset.
Yeah. And you know, last time we talked to you, I want to ask you about this because, you know, we talked about the current market that we're in, the economy, where it has been and where it's going, and hopefully it's going to get better after this year. But, you know, I want to ask you about how gold can really, I think, help an investor, especially in this type of market, whether, you basically, I think I was reading about it. But you can almost use it as a hedge, you know, and kind of just, you know, maintain a level of confidence with your investments, especially right now. But talk a little bit about how that would work and why it might be beneficial, especially in this type of climate.
Yeah, in fact, interesting you bring that up. Jim Bianco, a billionaire investor, very well known, very well accomplished investor, just came out with a commentary talking about how he is personally to a great extent, diversifying his holdings into physical gold. It's something that when you look at the inconsistencies, we'll call it, of the markets and the economy that we see, the things that we see taking place around us. In fact, it was Ray Dalio who did that. It was Jim Bianco The reason I bring him up is that he cited here recently how the job numbers that the government is giving us are false, they're fake. And the reason he says that, they haven't, 5 out of the last 6 months, the employment figures have remained the same. And he said that is statistically impossible. So the reason I bring that up is that what billionaire investors, what analysts, they're all talking about and they're all recognizing is that there's a lot of smoke and mirrors in our economy right now. We are trying to make it seem like things are right and that the ship is going the way it should. But at the end of the day, if Bianco is right, and I do believe he is, the employment figures that we are being given are not accurate. There are people who are losing jobs left and right. Artificial intelligence alone is creating more jobs, causing more joblessness in our country than anything right now. The bottom line is that, you know, when you look at what gold represents, it is a, I think we mentioned this when we spoke before, it is an unencumbered asset. It is not something that is tied to people, to a person's ability to pay it back. It's not a form of debt. It is an asset based on what sits in front of you, just as it is. The other significance being is that it is not dollar dependent in terms of its value, meaning that as you and I are sitting here talking today, it is being traded in yen, in marks, in lira, in pounds, in euros. Mm. And why that becomes important is that, look, we just went through another phase of kicking the can down the road when our government was running out of money. They're threatening to shut down. You know, the talk about us going bankrupt, going broke. Is that ever going to happen? Lord only knows. But if it does ever happen, that certainly would not bode well for the dollar. And when that happens, that's when traditionally or historically speaking, one of the best assets a person can own, which is why central banks and institutions are buying it right now, is physical metal.
Wow.
Hey, Dean, yeah, are they still mining in South Africa gold?
You know, are they mining? Yes. I mean, it goes from one moment to the next in terms of like if it becomes profitable for them to mine. They'll shut down at times, but they're still mining it. Yes. It's just a matter of where their price point is. That gets into a very complicated question in as much as that, you know, a lot of times these mining corporations, when you're buying that, you're not investing into gold. You're investing into the profitability of a company that mines gold.
Right.
So what that means is that if they get to a point where they have sold contracts at a lower or higher rate, it may not behoove them to be pulling gold out of the ground. But in answer to your question, they're still, God put enough of it down in there. They're still going to get it when they want it.
Yep.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, you know, I wanted to put myself in the position of, let's say, a listener or a potential customer of Swiss America. What are some of the questions we should be asking one of your, you know, employees or reps when it comes to, you know, potential investing in gold?
Well, that's really the key. The first thing is, I would urge everyone to contact our office. You can visit us online at swissamerica.com. Mm-hmm. Contact us by our 800 number, which I know you give out. When that happens, the first thing is just getting some general information, some general questions asked. We send off materials or information at no charge. Mm-hmm. Our philosophy is and always has been to educate first and get you involved second. The questions that are often asked is, how do I get it? The gold is shipped to you, registered, insured, U.S. mail. We do it that way, and we use the U.S. mail because, believe it or not, they've been the most consistent over all the years that we've been doing this, number one. And number two, because it's the U.S. mail, you have the added assurance of knowing that you're not being defrauded in any way, and or people aren't going to steal it, be less apt, let's say, to steal it from the U.S. mail, because that now becomes mail fraud. But we do physically send the gold. Another thing that's been a very, very profitable and beneficial thing to people is taking retirement accounts, IRAs, old 401ks, and you can actually put those into physical gold. Mm. When you do that, the gold is held for you in trust. And so it's really just not unlike really any other situation where you're dealing with somebody who works as a kind of an advisor or somebody who is there to you know, point you in the right direction, if you will.
Yeah.
And that's the thing with a lot of people don't understand when you get into gold. There are different forms of gold that will accomplish different things for you. And the key is finding what is going to be the best fit for what you ultimately want to accomplish or achieve.
You know, the different forms of gold, you know, it's, I mean, I'm sure, you know, a lot of people might know this, but there's probably some that do not. So when you talk about different forms, are we talking not just like ETFs, but actual gold bars? And what about jewelry? Or, I mean, what are people really investing in?
Coins,
as an example. Yeah.
Yeah, predominantly coins, I would say.
Okay.
The advantage to coins is that, number one, they're more widely recognizable, typically speaking. You can get them in various denominations, so depending on what your price point is in terms of involvement. The biggest thing, like when you start getting into to bars, which some people do, but bars, you know, there's different bars that they'll carry a different stamping on them, Johnson Matthey being one, Engelhardt being another. There are several of them.
Okay.
They just don't tend to hold their premiums as well as some of the more recognizable coins. But at the end of the day, it's in fact, the example I often use to give people, AJ, is that it's like buying real estate.
Yeah.
There are several ways you can buy real estate. You could buy raw land. Mm-hmm. You can buy commercial property. You can buy a residential property. You know, you can buy it in a number of different fashions. And the significance being is that what you want to look at is what are you looking to accomplish or achieve? If you're just looking to invest in dirt that you can put away and forget about for a while, then raw land is fine. If you want something that's going to maybe produce an income for you, then that's when you start looking at maybe buying like an apartment complex or commercial property. And I know that may seem a little strange, but gold, it really functions the same way. There are certain areas of the market that are going to appreciate better than other areas.
Mm-hmm.
There are certain areas that are just the type of thing that they may appreciate, but it really is just buying a core position in metal just to get, you know, I'm going to say tonnage, but tonnage would be a lot of money. But nonetheless, that's the significance of getting some of our information and calling into one of our representatives and letting them just kind of answer those questions and explain a few of these differences. At the end of the day, as much as we're talking about this, and a person listening might be saying, well, that sounds complicated. It is probably one of the least complicated investments you'll ever make in your life. You can buy this. In fact, there's a family over in Europe. This was just in the news here recently as well, that they're in the process of selling off a coin collection that they've had for 100 years in their family now for $72 million.
Wow.
And the point of that being is that they just put it away years ago, and it was part of the will that they sat on it for 100 years. And then after 100 years, they could sell it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you were to try that same thing, AJ, with stocks, let's say the U.S. stock market, the stocks that you put away 100 years ago, many of those companies probably or may not even be in business anymore.
Wow.
Take Xerox Corporation. Xerox would have, at one point in time, was one of the best companies in this country,
mm-hmm.
but they became obsolete. And that's the beauty of this marketplace is that, again, it's the value is based on what it is.
Yeah.
And there's nothing that's going to take away from that. It may go up and down in value.
Right.
But the asset itself is going to remain intact.
Again, that phone number, by the way, for everyone listening, 800-BUY-COIN. It's the easiest way to remember it. 800-BUY-COIN. I want to ask you one last question. And by the way, that was one of the best analogies or comparisons ever.
How about calling Pat Boone and seeing that?
I'm telling
Let
you.
Let me tell you something. Pat Boone's been with us now. He actually started as a client of ours. And he's been with us for... good heavens, over 20 years. And I think Pat, if I remember right, is I think he's 94 now. And he would put all of us to shame how busy he is.
Yeah,
he's
I know.
Filming movies like crazy. He's getting awards like crazy. He's traveling the countryside. I mean,
yeah.
he is one busy man. Great.
I know.
Man.
We love him, by the
he
way.
He can still beat most people in golf, too.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
And tennis.
And tennis. There you go. Well, one question, and, you know, I got to ask you what really determines the spot price or, you know, of gold. I mean, like how do we find that number?
Well, in the United States, we use the COMEX, the Commodities Exchange. It's futures contracts that are traded back and forth. And that what they do is they take at any moment in the day what the futures price is at that moment in time. It's, you know, okay. Something that is really just a representation of, which is why when you go to purchase actually physical metal,
yeah,
there's going to be some form of a premium typically associated with it, because the spot price is not the per se physical price. It's just what the per ounce price is on that day. And then when you, you know, it trades around the world, each various countries have their own exchanges that they trade on. So,
okay.
Nice.
Really great information there. Again, 1-800-BUY-COIN, Swiss America. We're hanging out with Dean Heskin, their CEO, president. Always a pleasure talking to you and getting more education when it comes to gold.
We'll talk a little silver next time, too.
Silver, yeah. We haven't really talked a lot about silver. We'll do that next time. But, Dean, I appreciate it, man. Hopefully we'll catch you on the golf course one of these days.
Oh, that'd be fantastic. Thank you both. Have a great rest of your day, and thanks for having me.
All right, there
you
go. Thank
you. I ho silver, Kimasabi.
More to come live from Dallas. Stay tuned, everyone. You all look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide.